as we are excited for the trade deadline, I feel like Scotty's most excited for the start of spring training. Is that fair to say?
I look forward to it.
Right.
It, like I said, it's a marker on the sports highway calendar.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello. Is it really a marker? The start? Like, I think last week when they...
It means to me we're getting closer.
Well, to me, like, pitchers and catchers report...
Yeah, that's one.
That's a marker. It's not a marker a week later when, oh, we start playing games now. That's not a marker. To
me, it's a marker.
Really?
Maybe to you, it's not.
You have that in your calendar? You have that on the sports calendar?
No, I don't have a sports calendar, but I was like, okay, exhibition games are starting, you know... It gives me something to tune into, you know, and maybe watch leisurely or, you know, watch some position battles, and gives me stuff to monitor in terms of the news, et cetera.
Okay, so let me kind of take a jumping point from there. I said it last week, or I'm sorry, Monday, when you brought it up, that spring training starts, the Yankees play their game, the Yankees start. I almost always watch their first game. I told you that. I get super excited, and I probably don't watch another game the rest of the spring. You had just said that, you know, spring training starts, you got to check out some games. Yeah, you watch other spring training games other than the Mets?
Yeah, I do. The Mets one, I'll watch like the full first one. But
right.
When I'm home, like there's a lot of days where I'll be home and you know, doing some work for our digital end, and you know I'll have the spring training games on.
Yeah,
and
then like say, you know, it's, you know, if I'm watching the Cardinals, and we were talking about this yesterday, and Luke Weaver comes in, and I'm very interested, I want to see how Luke Weaver looks,
sit down.
I'll stop what I'm doing, and I'll maybe watch Luke Weaver for an inning or two. I'm not going to sit and watch the full game,
right?
You know, because I'm not interested in what number 74 is doing in the ninth inning. You know, but,
number 74.
You know, when I lived in Florida, I used to go to spring training
games. That's fun.
And, you know, that's fun. It's leisurely. And but like, oh, this guy's coming in. You know, I want to see what he does this year. I'll watch him. Okay, you know, then we'll get back to conversation.
Tony, do you watch spring training?
Yeah, well, every day.
Really?
Like Scott. When I'm Scott, I have it all. Like, I love sports in the afternoon because when you work, you put that on the background and you have that there and something will make you turn your head to it each time or someone will be there. Yeah, so every day I'm watching some game. I get the package on the MLB network and I watch, have games on every day.
Sports in the afternoon is cool.
Agreed.
Now, I might put on a regular season day baseball game and have that, like, watching me. You know,
agreed.
What I'm, like, I'm not watching it, it's watching me.
Agreed.
Obviously, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, you know what I'm saying? I'll be into that. You know what I'm saying? That's sports afternoons. I watch the NFL Combine. I'm that guy. You know what I mean? I know. But other than that, I'm not. Spring training baseball, like, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be a player. Like, you know, Scott said, Luke Weaver. Whatever the case may be, it's got to be like, you know, it's got to be a big deal for me to put on a spring training baseball game.
Sam,
it's got to be something big.
Like I said, I'll watch
Donald Trump throw out the first pitch.
Like, I hate to say it, but for me, give me Sean Spicer's press conference every day rather than spring training. I'm not even joking.
It's more interesting.
I'm not even joking about that. I'm being entirely serious.
No, I'm not knocking your hustle. You know what I'm saying? It's more interesting.
I will 100% read about it. Like, all right, Luke Weaver got blown up yesterday. All right, Luke Weaver sucks. There you go. It's made. Like, I just cannot get into watching random spring training baseball. I totally agree with Corey that, hey, there's a day game on a Monday afternoon. Like, we're sitting here, we're at work, we're writing or whatever. I'll definitely turn it on because I'm hoping I have a fantasy player in that game. 100% I'll get into that.
Yeah.
I can't get into Cardinals, Brewers, spring training baseball.
No, that's not going to happen.
I can't sit there and watch the whole game, but I'll definitely have it on. And certain players I definitely want to see. You know, yeah, you can wait and, you know, read on RotoWorld how a certain guy does or whatever.
Correct.
But, you know, I'd rather watch it for myself.
The point of spring training, right, to get ready. Next week, are you going to watch spring training or are you going to watch the WBC? Because they're both going on at the same time.
I think it would depend on the game.
Random country versus random country.
If it's USA, I'll probably watch USA.
Not the USA. I'm talking about, give me Israel versus Mexico.
I'll watch to support Israel, yeah. No.
Okay. Canada versus Mexico.
You're a homer.
Italy versus Ecuador. I know it doesn't matter.
It depends on what the game is.
I just gave
and,
you the game.
And who's pitching.
Italy versus Ecuador.
Like, Italy versus Ecuador.
I'd probably lead towards the spring training game.
Is Lucas Giolito on Italy?
Yeah. Is he? Yeah, I don't know.
I almost
Francisco Cervelli is.
I almost treat it like that. Like if there's somebody interesting pitching in Italy versus Ecuador, you know, I'll watch it. But there probably isn't, so I'll watch the spring training game.
Ecuador
likely.
Has a team.
Okay. Why not Jamaica?
It makes no sense.
Jamaica don't have a team. Strictly roots.
Is Mike Piazza doing anything on the Italy team, Scott?
He was their hitting coach last WBC. I don't know if he is this time.
So you're not gonna watch Piazza with Italy? You're gonna watch Luke Weaver pitch at 230 pitches?
I'm gonna watch the hitting coach.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? He's going to sit in the dugout.
Same thing Luke Weaver's going to do for most of the game.
No, Luke Weaver's going to pitch. If he's going to pitch, why am I going to watch
like
Italy?
Like 10 pitches, probably. You know.
I'd still rather watch it. He'd pitch a full inning. I want to see how he's doing. You know, the guys who are battling for a job, like if the Reds are on, you know, I might see how Jared Lorenzen and Rafael Iglesias look.
Wow, my God. Is that something, Tony, that interests you? Like, what would you rather watch, WBC or seeing maybe if Jared Lorenzen's going to pitch?
I would watch the WBC if it involved players that played at the major league level. Some of those teams have no major league players, so I'm not interested in watching that. I think the WBC, they're trying to win a game where in spring training a lot of the guys are going to try to play two innings and then get to the golf course before it closes. So I think a lot of times that the WBC is there, but there are teams that have no pro players and not really interested in that.
I'd rather watch a spring training game there is what you made it sound like. Like if, you know, Puerto Rico's playing the Dominican Republic, I'm not watching a spring training game over
that's
that.
That's must-watch,
you know?
TV right there.
Or maybe just Puerto Rico against almost anybody, you know.
Especially if they bring them damn cheerleaders.
Corey. So what I'm going to say to you is that you have spring training going on. Yeah. And you have these whatever, like, random dudes, but you know, random Jared Lorenzen's playing.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Right. I'm not watching Canada versus Italy.
And then that's WBC. So you're not watching it. You're not watching anything.
I watch the U.S. You know what I'm saying. I watch the U.S. teams. You know what I'm saying. I watch the teams with players that we're familiar with. I'll throw it on. It'll be on. You know what I'm saying. I'll be typing, looking at it, You know what I'm saying. To take a nap, get up, see what the score is. You know.
Is there anything that you're looking for in spring training?
And spring training, I think spring training, you want to see guys that's coming into the season after some kind of off-season procedure.
Okay.
You want to see if they're getting healthy. If you got a hot young prospect
coming up.
Let's
talk about Josh Bell, right? Josh Bell working his way back.
Yeah, exactly. That's somebody like that.
That's the guy you want to see.
Position battle.
Position battle, I don't know. I want to see the injured players. I want to see the young players. Everybody else, I'm like, call me when it's opening day. Like, I don't need to see how Matt Holliday looks in the Yankee lineup. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen Matt Holliday a billion times.
I'd like to see how Matt Harvey looks after coming off that procedure.
It's an injury.
I'd like to see how Jose Berrios looks in terms of his command.
Young player.
Yeah.